Disaster. Can you remember when you were at school and eventually you made it into die personeelkamer? You felt very important, didn't you?
Yes.
That only happens like later in life when maybe you become on a committee or leerlingraad or prefect or something.
Or you get sick because then you have to go to the sick bay. And in our school, it was a part of the office.
All part of the...
But a different section. But still, you had to go in through the foyer.
You feel very important when you eventually made it into the personeelkamer. But then you're like completely disillusioned because then you hear the teachers' real names, like their first names.
Yes.
You had one of Marieke for Meneer van Schalkwyk, Darwin. You're like, oh,
so weird.
Yeah, he's got another name. It's so casual around each other.
It's like when someone calls your Oma by her real name, and you're like, isn't your name Oma?
Not right. So, asking you how you're feeling this morning. I mean, the teachers, some teachers are going back to school, back to work for the first time in a long time. And how are you feeling about it? Hier is iemand van Hoërskool Waterkloof.
Hi Martin, my name is Eshien Oudee. Ek is onderwyser by Hoërskool Waterkloof. En ek moet vir jou sê, ons is baie bly en dankbaar dat ons kan teruggaan van maandag af. Want ek moet vir jou sê, ons graad 12's verdien het om hierdie jaar te kan klaarmaak met hulle akademiese jaar, sodat ons vir hulle regverdige kans kan gee om met hulle lewens aan te gaan volgende jaar. So ons is baie opgewonde en baie dankbaar en ons kan nie wag nie.
Hi Martin and team, I'm an administrator at a public school in a township in the Johannesburg Central District. I feel really stressed because if we go back to school, it's so easy for us to contract the virus as parents is not always honest as to whether their children are sick and they would send them to school. So it's very easy for us to pick up the virus at school. Secondly, I am concerned, should I contract the virus at school, I would bring that virus home to my family and it will cause a domino effect and spread like a wildfire. Reason why I feel we should not be going back to school is due to the fact that government refused to open parliament. They are not prepared to have a meeting. They have virtual meetings, but they want to put us in the front line of the war. I'm concerned. Reason why I say I would rather save my life and this of my family than saving an academic year.
Quite a debate, eh? So many different teachers, so many different takes on whether they are happy to go back to school, whether they are ready, whether the school is ready, as Liesl said just now. Some schools just, I mean, they keep telling us, wash your hands. The president said it again last night. He said the most simple, universal way of preventing, you know, the virus is washing your hands. In some schools, the plumbing isn't even working.
No, and it hasn't been.
For years. Mm-hmm. For years now. So that's what we're getting on the WhatsApp line this morning. Keep it coming. 084-850-0942. I'm also keen to hear the difference between private schools and public schools, you know, in terms of how the teachers are feeling about getting back to school.
Hi, Martin and team. I am an educator at a public school in the south of Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest, I am really stressed, petrified, and panicking at the moment at the thought of having to return to school. However, we won't be returning to schools tomorrow because the personal protective equipment for teachers has not been delivered to the schools.
That's another thing you mentioned just now. Some schools have got the equipment and have the means to sanitize and to, spray. What do? Do they spray it down?
They're supposed to go and disinfect each school. But like proper with the guy in the suit and everything, and they're supposed to wash everything down. According to my mom, that hasn't happened at some of the schools, if not all the schools in the southern townships.
Also like to hear from the parents this morning. 084-850-0942 coming up.
It's time to get up and go with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Ek het net 3 woorde. Awesome.
Wake up! Breakfast with Martin Bester. Giving you a fun way to wake up. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.